Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our continued coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2015 rolls on as Auto World brings you all the excitement from Las Vegas. We're here at the convention center giving you the latest from the recently concluded show, just wrapped up over the last couple of days, and I had a wonderful time out there in Vegas visiting and checking out all the latest from the mobile side of the fence and the automotive side of the fence and everything in the realm of consumer electronics. And joining us on the program right now is a spokesperson for the Consumer Electronics Association, who's going to tell us all about the area in which we are broadcasting from, the automotive area. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Krista Solano. Krista, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you back here on air with us, and we spent a little bit of time together yesterday. And we both made resolutions that we were actually going to walk around and see some of this show. And I did that last night. And this morning I got to check out a lot of the automotive section. And I understand today you spent a great deal of time in the automotive area as well.
I did, yes, right after lunch. And it was amazing, totally mesmerizing.
One of the things that really blows me away is the amount of money that the car companies are spending here. I generally go to the big, they call it the big four North American shows, and I've only been to one international show, and it was in Germany, in Frankfurt. And at the Frankfurt show, some of these German car companies will spend multiple millions of dollars on their display. And Audi here has got a display that's just like you would see at the Frankfurt Auto Show. That is a mega dollar display.
Oh, yeah.
Mercedes-Benz also, just a stunning display.
Absolutely,
there
yeah.
There are an awful lot of automakers in attendance here. Krista, how many all total?
So we have 10 total, which is a record for us, including Volkswagen, who's new this year, and then, you know, other companies, Audi, as you mentioned, BMW, Chrysler, Ford, Mercedes, Toyota, a few more. And then, in addition to that, more than 120 total automotive technology companies.
And that's an awful lot in a short period of time. I mean, Ford has had a good presence here and has actually introduced some vehicles at the CES show over the years. But this year, one of the big surprises was Mercedes-Benz doing a world debut of a vehicle. And there's an awful lot of cool features. And when I was in the Mercedes-Benz booth earlier this morning, there were just a ton of people watching the simulator that they have going there. Tell our listeners a little bit about that Mercedes area. Did you happen to catch any of that?
So I didn't make it to Mercedes, but, you know, just based on their keynote on Monday night, heard all about their F015 concept car. So I understand that they can actually project a crosswalk into the road, and people can you know that it's safe to cross the street, which I find just fascinating.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the things that you saw here today that really impressed you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights.
Absolutely, yeah. So, spent a lot of time in Audi's booth, and I was actually with a colleague who called it the Apple Store of the CES show floor. So, it's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Some of the things that stuck out to me, let's see, the Prologue concept car. It introduces kind of their new layout design that they hope to, you know, use for the future cars moving forward. It has the OLED driver display that flips out. It also has the Quattro display on the passenger side, which features a map so the passenger can look at the map.
That's cool.
There's a lot of innovation in the interior of the car. And, you know, before I walked away from it, I asked them, how do you open the doors? I didn't see any handles.
Right.
And it's just with a touch of your thumb. So,
nope.
Yeah, really, really cool. They also have the Q7, their newest, most connected car that's available. and, you know, featured the virtual cockpit, the main display, packed with innovation. They also had the rear seat entertainment with, I had no idea that Audi actually had their own tablets, their own Android tablets. So really fascinating to see all that they're doing. And we also talked to them a little bit about their assisted driving systems. You know, autonomous driving is a huge buzzword that we hear. But, you know, what's available now is what we wanted to know. We know what's to come, what's available now. And they said almost all of their cars have some sort of adapted cruise control and lane assistance, which is cool to hear. And the next step for them is, you know, they want to combine and collect even more sensor data so we can move toward that piloted experience.
The display, as you say, is absolutely stunning. It's white. All the cars are the same color, a very striking blue. It is a beautiful display. Definitely one of the highlights of the show. What were some of the other areas here in the automotive section that really got your motor revving?
So one thing that I found really cool was the laser light technology that BMW brought, Audi brought it as well. And it actually helps to increase the range of the high beam. So when you're driving fast and you're driving a car like, you know, some that are on display today, you need to be able to see farther ahead of you. And I know Audi's laser light actually projects 600 meters. So it's a safer driving experience. You know, that's what's most important to them is enhancing that safety. And I understand it's fully electronic and it's able to actually block the glare that, you know, shows up with our high beams to oncoming traffic, which is very important as well.
Absolutely. I mean, again, an improvement in the area of safety, and we all love to hear that. That's the cool thing that I've noticed, too, over the last few years. I'm very fortunate that I get a press vehicle every week delivered to my driveway to check out, and it runs the gamut. I get everything from the entry-level cars all the way up, but a lot of this accident avoidance technology is filtering down from the high-end cars to the cars that regular people can buy, and it's going to save a lot of accidents. It's going to save lives. I think it's going to help older drivers, too. I think the areas that we're seeing so much concentration on the autonomous driving and accident avoidance, I think these areas are critical, and I think it's going to be good news for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. And another big trend that we're seeing on the show floor is technology to help diagnose your car. So, you know, I'm always wary to take my car to my mechanic and have it looked at because who knows if they're telling the truth, if they're being honest, if they just want money. You know, there are technologies on the show floor. Uconnect has an app to help provide car health information, which I think is, you know, we're seeing so many technologies that are helping us diagnose our, you know, ourselves, helping us connect with our doctors, helping us know, you know, how fast our heart is beating and what that means. And I think that's very important for the vehicle as well. You know, this filter needs to be replaced. Why? What is it doing to my car? Is it safe to drive it? You know, if it's not, I need to make plans for my kids to get to school, etc. So I think it's a very valuable technology that we'll start to see more of in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. And you can see it all here at the Consumer Electronics Association show, the CES show, happening every year here in January in Las Vegas. And this is not an intimate event. There are an awful lot of people here on the show floor, both exhibiting and also attendance-wise. I believe in a very short while, a little later on today, you're actually going to be getting the numbers as far as the number of people in attendance. And from my perspective, I mean, it has been the biggest show to date.
Yeah, that's definitely where we're thinking it's going. As you said, we'll have numbers later this afternoon, and then again this spring once our official audit is released. So those will be our official numbers. But we do have a good idea just based on, you know, how many badges were printed this week. So we want to share that with everyone that came to the show and everyone that wasn't able to get to Vegas later this afternoon.
Excellent. Krista, we'll put it in neutral and we'll step aside for a couple of important messages. And when we come back on the other side, we'll continue our conversation and coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2015. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World on great stations all across North America and around the world via GCN Live and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. The name of the program is Auto World, and we are joined by Kristen Solano, spokesperson for the Consumer Electronics Association, producers of the Consumer Electronics Show. That's where we've been over the past several days, collecting all kinds of wonderful interviews and chatting with great folks like Krista. Krista has been talking to us in this half hour of the program about this area in which we're broadcasting in the North Hall, a little bit quieter today than yesterday. The subwoofers seem to be turned down a little bit, but certainly the excitement level continues. Let's talk about wireless charging. This is something that I understand is very much of a growing trend. Tell us about that, Krista.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like, it's not going to be out to consumers in the next year. It's also going to be out, in less than 10 years. So it's in the works. We've seen wireless charging roll out over the past few years for our smartphones and other devices. I was over in the smart home marketplace yesterday. I saw that now they have it for power tools. The box that the power tools are in now is wireless charger itself. So you don't need to worry about plugging them in or, replacing the batteries, which is cool. Today, I found out we're also seeing it on the show floor in North Hall for vehicles themselves. So basically how it works is you pull your car up to your garage, you get out, you have a wireless charging mat, and push a button, the car actually drives itself up onto the mat, and obviously it's an electric vehicle.
Sure.
So ruling out the plug-in option, now it's just all autonomous, which is awesome. So we're seeing that a few different OEMs brought it this week. I saw it from Volkswagen and Audi today, but really, really cool tech and something definitely to look forward to in the years to come.
And that's going to be such a convenience for a lot of folks. I mean, the fact that you don't have to plug it in as you do now, I mean, just to be completely wireless, talk about an excellent convenience.
Absolutely, yeah.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the Uconnect system from the Fiat Chrysler folks. That's what they're now called. These people called the Chrysler Group. I'm a big fan of the Uconnect system. Another system that I've always been a big fan of is the Ford Sync system. Ford, in all honesty, had some problems with some of their customers with the usability of certain aspects of the previous generation. It was integrated with a system called Ford My Touch, which was a little overly sensitive. But the big news here at the show is the third generation of the Ford Sync system, and this is running on a completely new platform. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so as you said, consumer opinion on their product is crucial, and the feedback they got from consumers were, they wanted it to be more like a smartphone or a tablet. And so Ford, took that feedback very seriously, and they have the Sync 3 here at CES this week. It's faster, it's snappier. They tried to make it more like a smartphone itself. You can actually zoom in and out of the map just like you can on your own device, which is really cool. But, it's definitely, I think, really, really cool technology, totally valuable in the car. Definitely will make the driving experience more luxurious.
Yeah, I think it's very well done, and kudos for Ford for making the changes and introducing this all-new system here at the Consumer Electronics Show 2015. One thing we should touch on, and it's kind of a common theme when we talk about buying vehicles. Today, when we talk about the millennial generation, the most important consideration when looking at purchasing a new car is that connectivity issue. Years ago, that wasn't the number one thing on the shopping list, but today it is so, so important. I mean, who would believe that we have so many choices and so many devices? And, when you walk around just out in society today, I mean, just about everybody's got some sort of smartphone or device, and they're looking at it. It's a different world than even 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it goes down to even, the smallest things. One of my colleagues was walking the show floor today and found a new smartphone tone mount for your vehicle, and ended up ordering it online right after we walked walked past the exhibit. So it's little things like that where, you know, you would probably never think about needing that, and you see it on the show floor and realize how convenient it can make your driving experience. So, you know, we're seeing everything like the small accessories that can help make the driving experience more convenient, to the new entertainment systems, the aftermarket solutions that you can install in, you know, the car you currently own rather than looking to buy a completely new vehicle.
Yeah, a great way to kind of give you a little taste of new technology in your old ride. There's some really cool cars on the floor here. You mentioned the ones in the Audi booth, and certainly there are a number of exotic cars when you walk around. I saw like a lime green Lamborghini here in the show floor hall. That's exciting for folks too, because there are a lot of people visiting from all over North America as well as around the world, and to see the opportunity, to have the opportunity to see some of these really cool exotic rides, that's a thrill in itself too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we had, so Toyota introduced their hydrogen fuel cell car. I understand that you can actually power your house for up to a week in the event of a power outage, which, you know, what a great idea. It's something that I've never thought about, but, you know, replacing just, you know, needing a generator, and I just think that's incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah, Toyota made big news. They have been deeply invested in hydrogen fuel technology, and what they announced here at the show, among other things, is the fact that they're actually opening up their technology and their patterns, their patents, and they are encouraging other folks to get involved, because we need more infrastructure to get this hydrogen system up and running. But, you know, being from the Northeast and living through snowstorms and lack of power, I mean, how cool would that be to have your vehicle actually powering your house for that length of time, too? I mean,
right. That's
mind-boggling.
Yeah, very cool.
Absolutely. Lots of cool stuff here, and certainly lots of folks from around the world, too. That's another thing that we should touch on. Compared to other years, I've noticed a significant increase in both the international exhibitors as well as the international press. That was one cool thing yesterday when I was up in the press room. You know, there were all kinds of different languages being spoken, and that is, too, something relatively new here at CES.
Yeah, so we actually have about 35,000 international attendees that come for CES this year, last year as well, and that's out of our, you know, approximately 160,000 attendees. So it's a good chunk of our attendees are coming from outside of the United States, which just really does make it the world's gathering place for all that thrive on the business of consumer technology.
Well, I'm sure it's an exhausting week or more for the team of the Consumer Electronics Association, and they're blowing the horn, and that means it's time for us to wrap up our visit with you. But let's remind folks about some of the great destinations online that they can go to check out all the good work that the Consumer Electronics Association does, as well as check out the nuances of Consumer Electronics Show 2015.
Absolutely, yes. The CESweb.org is the go-to website for all news, all photos, videos, anything that, you know, you would want. If you missed out on anything, that's where you'll want to go, CESweb.org. And believe it or not, we'll be starting to plan for 2016 before we know it. So, you know, it's the best place to go to also learn about exhibiting opportunities, registration, the venues that we'll be in for 2016.
Great. Well, Krista, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and we thank you so much for your time here on Auto World.
Thank you so much.
She is Krista Solano from the Consumer Electronics Association, a coordinator in communications and event PR, and one of the rising stars here within the CEA. I'm Bob Long. This is
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects. I love supercars. Since the time I was a little boy, I've been dreaming about supercars. You name a supercar, and I can tell you all about it. And we have two gentlemen joining us right now who are going to be telling us about the future of supercars. They've got an incredible new vehicle to tell us all about. Let's first welcome Jason Stinson, who is the CTO of Renovo Motors. Jason, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Bob.
And we also have Mike Side with us, the other half of the equation here. They have got very cool cards, too. Christopher Heiser, who is the CEO of Renovo Motors. Welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks.
Well, let's begin, Christopher, a little bit with your and you were telling me a little bit about your background off air, but tell our listeners around North America a little bit about what brought you into the realm of designing supercars.
Well, my background has been in engineering and product development for the past 15 years in Silicon Valley. I've worked with a lot
of different technology companies, consumer electronics, mobility. But the things that I like most are disruptive technologies, and I don't think anyone can really deny that the electric vehicle is changing automotive in a major way. And I had the great fortune to have a number of friends that are shared between Jason and myself very early in at Tesla Motors and at a number of other EV startups. And we got to watch that that industry really be born in the mid-2000s. But at the same time, we saw a real opportunity, a real gap at the high end to take a very strong position around performance and experience and take technologies that aren't quite ready for truly mass production EVs and put them into supercars. That's why that segment is so great. That's why other brands like McLaren and Ferrari and Lamborghini and Bugatti and Koenigsegg do such a wonderful job of pushing the performance. And we just saw a great opportunity. And Jason and I have been friends for a long time and huge fans of the automobile and students of history. And we just looked around and saw that the components were there, the suppliers were there, and you just needed the kind of will and desire to go and do it. And so, you know, we do what everyone does in Silicon Valley. When you get an idea that you think is worth something, you quit your job, you go and raise some money, and you start working 14, 16-hour days until you hit your milestones. And so we're here at CES with our friends at NVIDIA displaying a brand new interior, which has some amazing technology from NVIDIA. Their X1 chip is fantastic and allows us to display data in ways that we never thought was possible. And that's, you know, partners like NVIDIA and Brembo, you know, we're trying to work with the best technology groups on the planet to help us provide the best possible product for our customers.
Jason, let's talk a little bit about your background. You come from also a high-tech background and kind of had, in your words, a rock star job for a number of years.
Well, I'd say it was a rock star job. By the way, I'm going to apologize for my voice. I lost it on the first day.
That's okay. No problem.
I found it. But a rock star job for an electrical engineer, that is. Really aren't generally rock stars. But I worked, I had the fortune to be with Intel for about 18 years. I was a senior principal engineer when I left the company working on Xeon processors. I was in the original Pentium processor team when I joined in 91. That was a great ride. I love silicon. I still teach at Stanford a little bit in the chip design world. But as Chris said, we saw this as a great opportunity. Chris and I are both huge car enthusiasts. Like you, we love supercar segments. We felt that most of the EV offerings were really focused on sustainability and volume, and that's great, but we love performance, and we really believe that electric vehicle technology is a future performance. You know, when we started in 2010, it was a bit of a hard sell for a lot of folks, but you look at today, three of the top supercar makers in the world all have hybrids. One of whom said they would never do anything electrified, and you know, Ferrari's got that great LaFerrari running around. We're all really impressed with what they've done, and McLaren and Porsche, and we think this is where performance is going to go.
And this is something that for traditional automotive enthusiasts is a bit of a surprise, because you know, as you pointed out, Jason, lots of folks they tend to think of vehicles as being the electric vehicles as being eco vehicles, but as you said, these car companies have taken this technology and merged it with traditional internal combustion engines and come up with some incredibly fast vehicles. Christopher, let's talk about your vehicle. I know one of your missions is to build one of the world's most exciting vehicles, and I think you've done that with this initial coupe, and I'm sure you've got other plans for future vehicles, but let's talk about the performance numbers here, just the brute performance numbers. I love this 0-60 in 3.4 seconds, thanks to 1,000 pound-feet of torque that's instantly available from a dead stop. I've driven the Hellcats from Dodge with 650 pound-feet of torque and 707 horsepower, but 1,000 pound-feet of torque, I mean, that thing is a beast.
It's kind of a crazy number, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you know, one of the great things about the platform that we've built is it allows us to really focus on the performance performance angle. And so it's not just that we have 1,000 foot-pounds of torque and over 500 horsepower. It's that when you press your foot to the floor, you get that peak torque in just 37 milliseconds. That's about 10 times faster than the blink of a human eye. And what that means is that the experience of driving the car is unlike anything else on the road. You feel more connected, you feel more control, you feel a huge immediacy. And in the supercar segment, generating a unique experience, creating something that's special inside of someone's collection of cars, that's absolutely critical. And our car does that. We also tie the motors into the chassis in novel ways to transmit a lot of the sound of the natural vibrations in the motor. So if you go to RenovoMotors.com and you listen to the video, the sound of the car accelerating in that video, that's the sound we recorded from inside the cabin. That's not engineered.
That's so cool.
And so that all of those aspects of it, the instant torque, the car charges with a DC fast charger in 30 minutes, which means you can take it to the track, drive a lapping session, come in, grab a soda, recharge your car, and go back out again. We want this to behave as much like any other supercar on the planet, but have all of the benefits and the uniqueness of an electric platform. And that's what we, you know, when we started working in 2010, we worked in secret for 4.5 years, you know, lots of testing, lots of hours on the bench, lots of miles on the street to build something that wasn't just high performance, but was reliable, was, you know, extremely easy to drive, but would still provide an incredibly exciting experience.
It just sounds absolutely spectacular. Jason, tell us about some of the cool patent-pending designs and elements of software that are included as part of the package here. I mean, this is truly a rolling supercar that is also kind of like a rolling computer.
And that's exactly right. We really look at the car, you know, it's becoming more and more like the cell phone in your pocket or the laptop on your desk. We're Silicon Valley kids, so whenever we want to make something, the first thing we do is actually build a platform,
mm-hmm.
and then we build an application on top of it. And that really is what the Coupe is. It's, we started with a base fundamental platform that we built up from the ground, and then built a Coupe around it. And what that means is it's modular, it's scalable. We can quickly build different size battery packs. We can add capacity to that pack. We can take capacity away. We can increase the horsepower. We can decrease the horsepower. And we're really built, we believe that similar to what happened in the data center, where you went from really custom data centers in the 90s to, you know, modular rack servers today, it allows car makers to basically innovate much faster, have much faster time scales, have lower costs when they're building the cars. And that really, when you look at our patents and look at our IP that we've developed in this car, a lot of that technology is around that. Of course, the other part of it is this is a performance car. It's one of the things that's great about electric vehicles is they're very quick on performance, but one of the challenges is sustaining that performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's really difficult both from a heat perspective and an energy perspective to sustain performance in an electric vehicle.
Sure.
That's a lot of our technology, too, is how do we continue to cool the motors, continue to cool the electronics and the batteries, and how do we build a battery system that can basically deliver that performance when it's full, when it's half full, and when it's empty, and deliver it all day, every day, and not basically be able to go around the track 8 hours.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585. 800-582-7585.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. One of the cool things about attending these events and seeing the unveils of the wonderful cars, as a sidebar, I get to catch up with old friends, and I have an old friend sitting next to me right now. This gentleman and I go back a long, long time. I have so many fond memories of being on the Hot Rod Power Tour when I was with Motor Trend Magazine, and Al Oppenheiser was proudly showing off the then Concept Camaro. And of course, I've interviewed Al so many times over the years to do with all of his great work that he's done with the SEMA concept vehicles for General Motors. And here he is now, the chief engineer of the award-winning Chevrolet Camaro, the man himself, Al Oppenheiser. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Let's talk first about the rock star, the Z28. You guys kind of dropped a bomb on the industry last year here in New York. Nobody saw it coming. That was a big surprise. And now some of the enthusiast magazine, Motor Trend, they recently did a test of the amazing Z28 against the GTR from Nissan and the Porsche 911 Turbo. And guess what, folks? The Z28 Z28 beat these two uber-expensive supercars.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was shocked, to be honest with you, because I thought it would come close, but I did not expect that the lap time achieved by the Z28 would surpass these vehicles. I mean, a 911 turbo in its highest form will set you back $180,000.
Right.
A GTR in track edition or the Nismo edition, just a regular one, is $100,000. I mean, I go out the door all the time at $120,000. You guys come in with a Z28 at $70,000, $75,000 and just blow these vehicles into the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
You must be smiling.
Oh, yeah. It's been an epic month with all the media coming out. You go to the airport, and that's why, you know, there was no coincidence that we did it for reveals in April, so that when everybody flew to the New York Auto Show at their airport and went and bought a magazine, the Z28's gracing 5 covers right now this month.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal. You know, we were here last year. We talked about being mentioned in conversations with the GTR and the Porsche 911 and Turbo and so on. And we set out to meet that goal, and we've attained it. And actually, like I said, the Motor Trend article was just epic. Really was, frankly, we would have been happy but slightly disappointed if we didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we were faster on that day just was icing on the cake. Just one of the best, proudest days I've had at General Motors.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the things that really make the Z28 such an incredible machine, such a wonderful track car, including the fact that it's got the widest tires on the front wheels that have ever been put on a production car.
Right. We've got the we went from 20s to 19-inch, but as you say, they're the meatiest tires. They're 305s all the way around.
Wow.
And so they're the Pirelli Trofeo R tires. So it's a tire that Pirelli's tried and true in the racing world has used that tire off the shelf. And it's got phenomenal grip. We're at 1.08 lateral Gs, and in V-cell, it's a 1.5 Gs. Just phenomenal grip.
And the other thing that will surprise lots of folks is this is a normally aspirated power plant. This LS7 engine is just a beast. These other vehicles are relying on a lot of advanced technology, turbos, electronics, other high-dollar engine management tools, but you guys came through with a good old American V8 and, again, blew them out of the box.
And that was the plan all along. Z28s have always been naturally aspirated, and if I have a say in it, which I think I have a strong say, they always should be. And one of the differences, the GTR and the 911, they're phenomenal cars. We use the 911 for some of the high-frequency damping to try to go after that type of chassis controls. And then the GTR is a point-and-shoot monster. So great cars. But the thing about the Z28 that I think stands above those, besides the one day we were faster than them, is the driver interaction. I mean, when you hear that exhaust start up and you hear the 505 horsepower yeah. LS7 crank over, and you get the tactile feel of a real six-speed manual, the shifter interaction, you know, it makes you one with the car. You're very connected to it, and I think that's what really harkens back to any U.S. performance car. Is it goes back, it takes you back to a day in the 60s, the 50s, whatever, when you had a muscle car. It takes you right back there.
You're so right. There are so few cars today that are available, number one, with a manual gearbox. And when you get into the high-dollar vehicles, the supercars, they all have the dual-clutch transmissions. They're great, but there's nothing like three pedals.
Absolutely. It's just it's a fun car. It only comes in a manual, as it should. And we've actually gone back to some of the historical things that we did on the original Z28. We don't offer air standard. We took the tire inflator out, except for the two states that require it. We went on a mass reduction. It went on a massive diet. It's 300 pounds lighter than a ZL1, and you feel that when you get in the car, especially if you've driven a ZL1, which we need to get you in one.
Yeah.
You feel the difference. It's just got a great tactile track car feel to it.
And the response, again, has been tremendous from the media. How about from the consumers, and how about the folks who owned Z28s from years ago? I'm sure you've gotten a lot of feedback, emails, and letters.
I've gotten emails and, you know, contacted through Facebook and LinkedIn from people that are telling me what VIN they are ordering. And, you know, they're thankful that we've finally come out with the historical moniker, the Z28. We've been asked about it since probably you and I talk back in 2009 when we introduced the 2010 model. Mm-hmm. Where's the Z28? I've been asked that all along. And, of course, you know, the ZL1, we had toyed around with calling that a Z28. It was a supercharged engine, and it just didn't deserve that name. It's an appropriate name for a ZL1 to be a ZL1, the supercharged engine. But it's also appropriate that you save that Z28 for the right car, and this is definitely the right car.
Let's talk a little bit more about the ZL1, which has also received just accolades. I mean, this is a vehicle that you can get both in coupe form as well as convertible, and can get either a manual gearbox or an automatic gearbox, and there's no question about it. This vehicle is also just a world-class offering.
It's a great car. I think it's beyond most people's expectations. I think they're surprised on a couple of fronts. One is, I think they thought the ZL1 was going to be it for us for this generation, because it's a great car on the drag strip, it's a great car on the track, and it's a phenomenal car just out driving on regular roads with the MR ride control.
Yes.
I think it was such a complete package that people just thought we were done. And I think we also had this perfect storm where we were living off the ZL1 accolades, and people were trying to figure out what the next Corvette was going to look like, and people were trying to figure out what the next Mustang was going to look like.
Yeah.
So we kind of had this, we were hidden. Nobody was expecting the Z28, and I think that was part of the reason. Plus, we were almost militaristic about not letting the secret get out until the New York Auto Show, and I think that's what really surprised people was that we had one more up our sleeve, or I should say the next one up our sleeve was bringing back the Z28 name.
Just to give our listeners a little taste of automotive espionage and some of the cool things that you've done with the Z28, I understand that you had a code name for the Z28. In today's world, it is so hard to keep a secret. It's unbelievable hard to not let news leak out before a major event like this here in New York, but you did it. And I know there's a funny story associated with the Z28 and how you hit it.
Sure. We just to go back to the ZL1, the ZL1 was kept secret as well. And we were at Chicago, and there was, I believe it was an Audi press event going on about 8 o'clock in the morning, and ours was at 10. And so up to that point, it was still a secret to everybody. And then the people that decided to do a dry run showed a big ZL1 across the stage. Everybody turned their cameras around and went, and it was all over the internet. So we got 2 hours from revealing it before it got out. So we learned from that, and so we were with all the people that do our communications, our marketing, even to the people that move the engine stands in and out of the auto show, the Teamsters. We decided you can't call it a Z28, you can't call it an HP, because we called the ZL1 an HP, and that code word got out. So we decided to call it Steve. And so all communication had to do with, you know, where is Steve going to arrive and how is Steve doing, and so it became kind of an inside joke. But you get enough people to start following in line with that, and you know, you get to be able to reveal something that nobody's seen before at the auto show.
I've relocated. I've spent all of my life in the greater Boston area, but I'm living in Florida right now, and so I'm getting to see a lot more cool cars because of the weather down in Florida, and there are just a ton of Camaros on the road down in Florida, and I always loved the design, but I can tell you that Tom Peters did such a wonderful job with the design. It's something that grows on you even more as the years tick by. And I know for 2014 there have been some updates, but I don't know what it is, Al, but it's like the more I see it, the more I'm even further in love with it.
Oh, absolutely. The feature lines are so strong. We've done a really good job with our manufacturing friends and made sure that all the tool maintenance is done on the dies so that those nice, crisp feature lines along the side stay nice and crisp, even in our, believe it or not, sixth year coming up in 2015. It is a design that, and I remember it well when Ed Welburn and Bob Lutz were blessing it.
So well said. Al, it's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you here in New York. We'll have to get you back on air with us and mix in some listener calls, but congratulations on the Camaro, and in particular the amazing Z28.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.